Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation. And on behalf of Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director Jill Kramer, we're hooked up with our longtime friend Jared Wingert from Mojo Productions. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Just waiting for the weather to come in today.
Yes, sir. Tell me about yourself. And I know you grew up in Fort Dodge, right?
Correct. Yep. I born and raised in Fort Dodge, went to Catholic school down there. Moved around a little bit when I was a kid. They came back to Fort Dodge and just was around a lot of musicians and great guys that kind of got me started and wound up actually in Britt. Kind of a long story, but love it here. And we've just had a great time being in the North Iowa area and meeting a lot of new people for the last 15 years I've lived up here.
And, of course, playing music, Jared, that transferred into what you're doing now with your DJ business and your sound company.
Of course. You know, I was lucky enough to play in quite a few bands. And when I got into my 20s, I could see that, you know, the guys were going to have families and, you know, probably not play full time. And kind of got sick of playing in 3-4 different bands just to keep it all going. So we started the DJ business kind of, it's just kind of a fluke. We had a good friend of ours that was a club owner, and he threw me up in the DJ booth because he knew that I played the band, did some house parties and stuff, and it kind of came organically, which was the best part. I didn't set out to do what I'm doing, but I learned it by watching some of the best around, and some of those guys, they work with me now, and it's amazing. It's really fun.
Tell me about some of the services you provide.
Well, the main thing that we do is wedding DJ. So last year we did about 261 weddings in 2022. So we are taking care of the wedding music prep. We are making sure that everything is lined up when we're at the reception, so things flow very well. And we really add some features to that as well. If they want the room uplit, if they want to do some special effects like cold sparks or dancing on a cloud, any of that sort of stuff, or if they just need us for ceremony, audio and music, things like that. We pretty much just really specialize with that. And then we have a couple of things that we branch off from there. But weddings are our mainstay, and that's just what we do literally day and night. I was on the phone till about 9 o'clock last night talking to brides and grooms and getting some things set up. We have about 170 weddings to do in 2023 already, but we still have openings.
Talking to Jared Wingert, owner and entrepreneur with Mojo Productions. You just built a new building recently. What are your plans for that?
Oh, yes. It's been fantastic. It's been about 8-10 years in the making. We finally hooked up with some great contractors, DK Construction LLC, Dan Kruger and Paul Leshen, as well as Ben Grothy, Premier Concrete, Girl Electric, Algona Plumbing and Heating. Can't say enough about all those guys. We needed a place. We have an office in Mason City in one of our properties that we own that we do a lot of prep with brides and stuff, and we have our mainstay. But we needed a place for some trucks. We needed another office in this location. We just needed a place to call home. And the nice part is this is attached to our residence in Britt, but it's fully independent of it, you know, brand new bathroom, everything. And so we just have a place where our customers can come, our DJs can come, and it's just, it's been a godsend, and we wish we would have built it sooner, but it just kind of worked out the way it did. And it's just a whole new thing and something we use each and every single day. And it was a big expense, but it was a need, not a want. And that was the best part about it, is it really serves our purpose very well.
Jared, tell our listeners about some interesting experiences that you've had over the years with this line of work.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, because I was just literally talking to some great DJ friends of mine down in Des Moines that own an event company. And the thing that we really love as far as what we do for a living is the memories that we make or the moments that we make. So there's a lot of times where we might be behind the scenes taking photo and video behind the photographers or videographers, and we capture a moment on video, or we make a moment because of our emceeing skills or what we do at that event. So that's really, you know, we've caught some funny speeches. We've caught some heartfelt speeches. We've seen people maybe say something to their new family for the first time about how they're so happy to have the new son or the new daughter. And you're there for that moment. And that is 100% the reason why we do what we do. It's not just a business to us. It's getting to be part of those families. And we have so many people all over Iowa that they take us in as their family for the night because we're there enhancing their event, emceeing, doing the things that they need us to do. 30% of a wedding is the music. The other 70% is, you know, showing up on time, being there to help with moments, to help with the flow, to be an integrator of all the vendors because you're the guy on the microphone. So really, our most interesting moments are those beautiful memories and private moments that are happening within that whole, you know, little microcosm of all those people that are there for that night in that moment.
Talking to Jared Wingert from Mojo Productions, let's segue into the car show, one that started in Britt. You've expanded it exponentially across North Iowa.
Well, we're awful proud of it, simply because we wanted to do something all on our own to show the community, you know, thank you, because there's things that we can do individually, or we show up at a lot of events in kind or for reduced expenses, and sometimes those things don't come up as often, and we're actually glad for that because some of those are some benefits and things. So what happened with the car show is I'm very big into classic cars, and I started working the car show circuit pretty hard, just kind of out of really necessity. They knew I liked cars. They knew I did music. They knew I could MC. So I started in that circuit, and God bless the Coyote Run because they did that for 10 years here in Britt, and I was heavily involved with just doing the music and sponsoring it and going to everyone that I could. You know, I'd even write some of them before a wedding. In the very last Coyote Run, I looked over at Spencer Gear, Woody's Hot Dogs guy, and still comes with us today. And I said, Spencer, why can't we do this more often? I know this is gone. And I worked a lot with the Lifetime truck show as well. So I just, those guys really inspired me. And I thought, you know, we could do something. I knew that I had to do it during the week because our weekends are, you know, they're booked. So I wanted to bring something into Britt that everybody in town could enjoy. The kids had something to come up and look forward to do with our lots and lots of kids activities. And now it's perfect word that you said, exponentially. It's a regional thing now. We just signed up today Unique Classic Cars from Mankato. They're bringing some of their inventory down. They're a sponsor. We just cracked 115 sponsors actually this morning as we speak. The 115th sponsor came in.
Wonderful. Let's talk about your experience then with Hancock County Economic Development and why it's important to new and existing businesses to have that funnel to go through.
Yes, they're fantastic. We work with Jill and the staff, and starting at the ground level, you know, they saw a need for us as far as their events that they do. So, you know, the biggest thing is when we work with any place, we want to be able to showcase what we do. So they brought us in. It's let us, you know, enhance their events, do the sound, hook up with the speakers that they bring in, the motivational speakers. And so we really just started on ground level with them during, you know, this terrible COVID thing that we had. They were there with a grant for us to help us out and get us pushed in the right direction when we were basically shut down for 3 months straight. And they really do a lot to incubate these businesses and showcase what we have in Hancock County, and they do a fine job. They really have a great set of resources, and Jill constantly reaches out. She just actually put us together with the Papa John Small Business Development over in Mason City, and they're always looking out for the businesses, and that really helps and great for the community too.
Jared, if somebody wants to find out more about either Mojo Productions or the Britt Car, Truck, Bike, and Tractor Night, how can they go about doing that?
Well, the easiest thing to do is obviously the internet. We've got mojoproductionsdj.com, which will show you everything that we offer there. We also have Mojo Productions on Facebook. As far as the Britt Car, Truck, Bike, Tractor Night cruise, they can go to BrittCarShow.com, which will link them back to our show page on Facebook, as well as link to the events, and has pretty much all the information on there as well. So we're pretty easy to find, and they can always call us. We're in the office 8-9 hours a day, and we can provide you with that phone number too.
Wonderful. Let's give them that phone number.
515-408-1074.
Jared, as always, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you, Mark. Really appreciate you guys as well.
For Jared Wingert, owner and entrepreneur of Mojo Productions, based in Britt, I'm Mark Scar. On behalf of Jill Kramer, Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director, this is Morning Conversation on KIOW.